Ball in Washington. 78 former U.S. ambassadors to African countries sent a letter to the White House expressing deep concern over President Donald Trump's reported comments referring to African nations as S-holes. The former U.S. ambassadors wrote that they hope Trump will reassess his views on Africa and recognize the important contributions Africans and African Americans have made and continue to make in our country and our history. During Tuesday's briefing, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the president denied using the vulgar word as reported. And when asked about the letter, she said that the U.S. has a very good relationship with many African nations. She said, "We do a lot of work with them. And whether it's reconstruction, whether it's capacity building in other countries, working on counterterrorism, the program to help those who suffer from AIDS is a very important program to us." African ambassadors based in Washington are reportedly planning to meet Friday to discuss what actions to take in response. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday that 2016 was the hottest year due to the warming effects of El Niño, while 2017 was the warmest without an El Niño event. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Thursday, WMO senior scientist Omar Bador told reporters which year was warmest or second warmest is not really the issue. He says what's important is the trend. He said ranking warmest or second warmest is not the big story. The big story is the trend, quote unquote. You have to look at the trend and also some manifestations of that warming with respect to other climate features like sea ice. The scientists called it alarming that in 2017, the annual average sea ice extent was the second smallest in all the records, and this is continuing to go downward, actually. The U.S. President Donald Trump went on the road to talk about his tax cut, and he said today that what's most important is the military. And visiting the H&K Equipment Company in Pennsylvania, he said that the tax cut is the biggest one ever in the history of the United States, and that the Americans are going to have a lot of money in their pockets to spend. While Congress worked on keeping the government open past the midnight Friday deadline, a bill is working its way through Congress right now that has Trump's support. Zimbabwe's president says elections will be in May or June, as he faces pressure at home and abroad to deliver a credible voice to cement his legacy. President Emmerson Mnangagwa took power from longtime ruler Robert Mugabe with the military's help in November, and this will be the first election without Mugabe since Zimbabwe gained its independence in 1980. Member states are participating in the UN review of Burundi's human rights record, have accused the Central African government of wide-scale abuse, including extrajudicial killings, torture, sexual violence, and repression of freedom of expression. Burundi is one of 14 states under examination by the UN Human Rights Council's Universal Periodic Review. This is the third time that Burundi has been examined under the Universal Periodic Review, and the Minister of Human Rights, Social Affairs, and Gender described the progress in his country since its last UN review in 2013. He fended off criticism of impunity by noting many bills have been passed to prevent these actions. He said steps are being taken to make sure victims of human rights violations receive assistance. The world's appreciation of the United States leadership has dropped to a new